The Lord be with you.
And
with your spirit. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. You will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord. Every time we celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, there are infinite treasures for all of us. Infinite treasures. Over the past few weeks, we celebrate these great, great feast days. First would be that at the conclusion of the Easter season, Pentecost, in which we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit upon Mary and the Apostles after that powerful novena prayer in the upper room. Then after that we celebrated the greatest mystery of our Catholic faith, which is the mystery of the Blessed Trinity. We believe that there's one God, but three separate persons, distinct but equal, consubstantial, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Then we celebrate another great solemnity, and that is the feast day of Corpus Christi. That Saturday night, which was, of course, the vigil. I was downtown LA doing a parish mission. We were walking through the streets of LA with 400 people carrying the Blessed Sacrament. Four priests alternating carrying the Blessed Sacrament on Pico and Normandy, if you've ever been downtown, lifting up the Blessed Sacrament and blessing the city of L.A. So the Friday after Corpus Christi is today, and we celebrate the most sacred heart of Jesus. That's the solemnity we celebrate today. Our church, that of St. Peter Chanel, is a reflection of the most sacred heart of Jesus. In a symbolic way and in a very real fashion. So I'd like to point out to you how this church is a manifestation of the merciful heart of Christ. You look at Our Lady Guadalupe. You notice Our Lady Guadalupe is praying, and there's a ribbon around her stomach. All of you know, if you've come to our church for the past couple of years, what that ribbon means in Mexican culture. 400 years ago, a woman that was with child would wear the ribbon. You see how high it is. This is the 12th of December. We know that the 25th is when we celebrate the birth of our Lord. So some of you are thinking, well, Father, how is that related to the Sacred Heart of Jesus? A lot. The first devotee of the Sacred Heart of Jesus was the Blessed Virgin Mary. Amen?
Amen.
The first devotee, because Mary, I think we have some mothers here. Any mothers here? I remember being, as a child, being number 2 of 9, when my mom was with my brother Jim, she would actually tell me, come here. And I would put my hand over my mother's stomach, and I'd feel a kicking. And sometimes, I remember even, when my little brother was asleep, I'd actually experience the heartbeat of my little baby brother. And I thought, this is cool. My little baby brother's heart is beating. He's not born yet, but he's there. So other time he'd be kicking. But putting my hand over the stomach of my mother, over her womb, and feeling that heartbeat. What a beautiful way for a mother to catechize her child. What a beautiful way. What a pro-life image that is. And I remember doing that more than once. And Mary came, my sister Mary came 3 years later, no? And putting my hand over my mother's stomach and experiencing physically, actually, the heartbeat of a little baby. Well, Mary also experienced the heartbeat of Jesus Christ within her womb. So that image of Our Lady of Guadalupe is an image indirectly of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Okay, next. Below the marble altar, you can see. Those who are in front of it, those who are on the side cannot see, but you'll be able to hear my homily, is Jesus is standing up. And there is a nun that's kneeling down. And Jesus is pointing to his heart. That is a depiction of the most famous image or apparition of Jesus in the Sacred Heart. He appeared in the 1600s in a convent in France called Paray-le-Monial. He appeared to a French nun, maybe some of you have heard of her, Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque. The four famous apparitions. But the most famous is Jesus appeared with his heart outside his body saying, behold the heart that is loved so much and is received only in gratitude and indifference. So the opening prayer, if you're listening, I had two options. I chose to the second one because I wanted to preach on that. Is Jesus is asking for reparation. Behold the heart that's loved so much and is received only in gratitude. Now, let's talk a minute about that. Try to imagine if you invited me to your house and I entered in the front door and we sat down to have a meal and we started to talk about something and you argued with me on something. Maybe argue with something that you don't like in the church, whatever. Okay, let's paint another scenario. I enter your house and you say, why don't you go in the garage? We've got some parakeets in the garage. We'd like you to just look at those parakeets. So during my stay, you ignore me. Now, which of the two do you think would be more painful? Okay, you don't know, I'll tell you. I'm pretty blunt. If you argue with me at the table over some theological issue, okay, we disagree. Maybe I'm hurt a little bit. But if you totally ignore me, that's much more painful. Much more painful. Because if you argue with me, at least you acknowledge my existence as a human person. What I'm aiming at in this message, giving you this image, this idea, is one of the greatest sufferings of Jesus is that he's ignored. He's treated with indifference. That's one of the greatest sufferings of the heart of Christ. Now, what is the biggest religious group in this country? Non-practicing Catholics. That's indifference. That's apathy. And Christ suffers at that. What's the biggest group, the biggest religious group in the Philippines? Non-practicing Catholics. What is the biggest group in Mexico? Non-practicing Catholics. Biggest group in Cameroon, non-practicing Catholics. All throughout the world, except maybe Poland, non-practicing Catholics is the biggest religious group in Catholic countries, and that pierces the heart of Christ. That pierces the heart of Christ, in which so many Catholics simply ignore him. You're neither hot nor cold, you are lukewarm. I will, can you finish it? I will spit you out of my mouth. Another translation, vomit. You ever seen any vomit on the road? You probably have, no? None of us even like to think about vomit, do we, huh? None of you have a picture of vomit on your wall, no? No, it's crazy, no? Maybe we should, if we recognize that's the way many Catholics are. It's a graphic image, but it's in Revelation chapter 3. I didn't invent it. So reparation is part and parcel of the message that Jesus gave to St. Margaret Mary Ellicott. So let's arrive then at the very heart of the message of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Up to this point, I've only been speaking symbolically. And there are two more symbols, but I don't have enough time to go into them. It would be from the cross, and divine mercy is also indicative of the Sacred Heart. Well, let's arrive at the very heart of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Pope St. John Paul II said this, that the very heart of the Catholic Church is the tabernacle. The tabernacle. Up to this point, I've been talking symbolically. Okay, who's in the tabernacle? Jesus is truly present in the tabernacle. Okay, Lady Guadalupe, symbol. St. Margaret Mary Ellicott, symbol. Cross, symbol. Divine Mercy, symbol. The tabernacle, you got the real thing. Symbol would be if I take a picture of you and I put you on my Facebook. Right in front of me, I got the real thing. You're flesh and blood, right? You're really present to me. This is not a picture on Facebook or Instagram. You're really in front of me. There in the tabernacle. That's the real thing. And John Paul II goes on to say, the vibrant parishes, the parishes that are alive, are those parishes in which many people come to visit Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, which is very evident here. And not only do we have him in the tabernacle, but we take him out of the tabernacle. He's in the tabernacle right now. We take him out of the tabernacle and we place him in the monstrance on the altar, and all the time in this church, aside from Sundays and Saturdays when we have weddings, all the free time from after the 6 o'clock Mass until about 8 o'clock, 8:15 at night, we have the Blessed Sacrament exposed, in which you are exposed to Jesus. is body, blood, soul, and divinity. And in his body, the most noble organ of the human person is the heart. And that's the Sacred Heart of Jesus. One last point. And we're going even beyond that. In a very short time, I'm going to be lifting up the host. You are going to be contemplating the most Sacred Heart of Jesus. One more step. When you come up to receive Holy Communion, and I say, the body of Christ, you say, Amen. You open up your mouth. I place the host on your tongue. And you consume that. In that moment, you truly have a heart transplant in which the most Sacred Heart of Jesus is going to be beating with your heart. And what his heart is saying is the second reading today. His heart is saying this, I love you. I love you. Please love me back. That's what the Sacred Heart of Jesus is saying to you and to me today. I love you. I love you so much that I died on the cross for you and I would die a million times. I love you. Please love me back. Amen.